Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my darling co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone.
My great enthusiastic co-host. You're so cute. For your own information, everyone who's tuned in, whether it's first time or whatever, you're welcome to send an email to Squirrel with any questions you may have. We'll address them during the show. And Squirrel, your email
is Squirrel, S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L, at WYOM.net.
Beautiful.
Yes.
All right.
Sending questions.
Yes. Foundational beliefs. So I don't know how much time we're going to have tonight, but I think we will. Foundational beliefs, beliefs about beliefs. Tonight's really important, everybody. And this is a quote from Bonnie. Foundational beliefs are beliefs about beliefs themselves, beliefs about creating reality, and beliefs about the results of changing beliefs. Foundational beliefs are beliefs that will sabotage your belief-changing work. These beliefs must be changed before any other beliefs in order to successfully and easily change your beliefs about the rest of your reality. Now, this is not in the book, so this is brand new. Bonnie said to go ahead and use it in the show. She sent it over and said, you know, add anything you can think of. Well, she's got some of the stuff that we work with anyway, but this is good stuff. And for any of you that don't get all of this or whatever, if you want a transcript of tonight's show, you can either email a Squirrel or myself and we'll just send it over to you. And on your end, Squirrel, you can just forward the one I sent you.
Okay, absolutely.
All right. This is the latest information from Bonnie, not in the book. However, it's showing up, and it's so important to work with the foundational beliefs to overcome resistance and sabotage of your work with beliefs. This is very exciting. So we'll get to this in a minute. Squirrel, you're going to give us an astrology update.
I am. Let's see. Okay, so what's going on? Neptune, which is hanging in Pisces for some time now, begins its annual retrograde, which now lasts till mid-November. That's a long, long retrograde. And we can expect now to be delving into the unknown, the illusory, spiritual and mystical more than ever. This is excellent news on a global scale as people will be more open and accepting of the invisible. Black and white, straightforward facts will blur, and we will get to investigate the other unseen options are just as valid. We are also feeling an urge to push to make the personal efforts to actually do what you have been putting off. Because we didn't feel capable or valid, you are capable. You will only know once you do it. So what are you waiting for? right? Here we go. The themes are there. We've got a nice six, what is it, November? What is that, another 5 months, 4 months to get it done? So anyway, we also have a new moon on June 8th, and today is the 6th, so it's a couple of days away, which creates a springboard for fresh ideas, inspired action, and making new connections. This is in Gemini. You have an outstanding opportunity to socialize, network, and have fun. You are to share your ideas, vision, and passion. You are a powerful creator. You create with your thoughts, words, and behavior. You don't get what you want in life. You get what you believe. I mean, I'm not making this up.
I mean, yes, I know.
Like you, right? You deserve the best in life. Believe it, live it, raise your vibration. The energy you give out are the results you get.
Beautiful.
It is.
Beautiful. Very appropriate, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a lot of information tonight, folks. So the team probably won't be in for a very long time. They're working with us behind the scenes right now, helping us discover beliefs that we have. So, you know, we'll move as quickly as we can. I want to share an extraordinary email. I'll go through this as fast as I can, but this is about belief changing. And this is about receiving on a scale that this person has never, ever done before. An update from my shifting session. I'm feeling an array of energies, emotions, and beliefs coming up. At times, a fear belief that I am changing and shift into I am safe in this changing process. I also think it is a trust belief inside, something about if I share my joy, it won't happen. This one should sound familiar to a lot of people. Going to work on this one, my joy is never ending. As you may remember, I found a belief that popped out while working on my beliefs. It was the shame-based, deeply buried within, a belief I changed into, I believe I'm courageous to expose my family's shame and stop it. It came from me beginning the process of owning what I am rather than who I am, and continuing the blame game. To be responsible for all choices, and I am grateful to Bonnie's book for explaining how conscious choice happens even when unconscious. And the team saying to me that I do not know how the universe works through others. A few years back, I spoke about the Wizard of Oz, how I pulled the curtain back and no one was there. They lied to me. As I spoke this to the team, they asked me, who are they? I've pondered this often. It was me as the they. It is me behind the curtain. This led me into owning everything in my reality. Some I understand, lots left for discovery and surprises. The day I went in to change beliefs, a few beliefs have changed my life. Something inside has shifted, a small yet so expansive part. A month ago, my husband mentioned to me about trading in my Toyota, and I could not understand, nor did I believe it was possible. As I look back now, I allowed myself to play with it a little and found each time I did, I just couldn't even dream big. I could feel an underlying current within that was of non-deserving. Too much shame to even get through it. And no money for me to buy anything. She's got this scratched out, too. I am a money magnet. Here's the juicy stuff. Since my belief changing that I can believe, I can change my beliefs. Also, everything works for me. More and more courage. And a feeling of self-confidence, so now I have even deeper commitment to continue each day to write gratitude, intentions, change beliefs, and feel more connected. Actually, I have a new belief I'm working on that God, Goddess, and I are partners, receiving, and I am safe to be successful. As you know, the list goes on and on. To cut to the chase, my husband and I went out the day after my intense shifting of beliefs and drove by a car lot. Out of the blue, he stopped, and I drove a cute little zippy car. It got my energies going and creative juices and a belief of settling. And one scratched out belief, can't have what I want, into I can have what I want. 2 weeks later, I saw and knew that that was the car I wanted. The old stuff came up, which I quickly let run through and chose to remember my new belief. For the first time ever, I chose to test drive this car that before I would have said no to. And as soon as I sat in it, I felt, wow, this is luxury. I felt taller. Again, with the old beliefs, again, I chose differently. I knew in a moment I did deserve. I was worthy. A moment that kept shifting with me, remembering and choosing the good feeling. When we left, I knew I would be driving this car. I did not know when or how, I just knew the universe would assist, and I began setting intentions, visualizing, remembering the feeling of driving it and how I felt. So different, I would cry, laugh intensely as I felt that this would change my life, my image, and that my life would be different, expanded. I do feel fear rising up, though I am trusting as I face this fear belief. Write it down, cross it out, write a new one. This experience has led me to so many beliefs at times, I get overwhelmed and still I continue. That night I had a dream, unable to remember the dream, though, was about success and moving past my family. That's when I found the contract. This is one she's been looking for, by the way. I'm so grateful for the team and assisting me and making it simple for me. These are contracts we make in childhood and adolescence. I will never, I can never, nothing ever. And they go in deep. We don't necessarily remember them. As you know, I'm always working on receiving. My amazing and supportive husband is buying this car for me. In 2 days when it comes, this one I never believed or imagined I could have. It's a Land Rover Evoque. Again, I cry. I cry as I let this in my heart. I laugh at the name of this vehicle, yes, Evoque. My husband said to me, it's called a White Knight. And I said to him, wow, I'm so blessed. With you in my life, I sleep with a white knight and will be driving one too. This experience has taught me so much, expanded me more as I continue to co-create healing events to enhance my life and others. Last month, I had 6. This month, I'm intending 8 or more. Baby steps, yes. During this time, my right side has been flaring up and ego is stepping in at times. I focus on love. That the love the team teaches me about, self-love, again I cry, filled with such beauty. Yesterday I was sculpting a magnificent being in clay, and there was a moment, a brief moment, where I knew and accepted my life, the life of choice, with not a worry in sight. Deep exhale. Now I call upon that to feel for a good feeling. Thank you for reading this. Hope filled, it makes sense. I'm flying high and then back again to remember to ground and believe I believe. My heart does a somersault. I invite you and the team along with my higher self and unseen friends to join me as I experience something greater than I imagined, bringing home myself through graciousness and love of my husband, the universe, God and Goddess, evoking me to think differently, dream bigger, and expand with joy and ease into the world with the Evoque, spelled E-V-O-Q-U-E. In a follow-up email, she said, and this was so lovely, the car is like frosting on the cake. The cake is all the ingredients, you, the team, Bonnie's book, the recipe, and of course the universe, the biggest mixing bowl ever. Love that.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Yeah, she's going to end up writing. She does a lot of work with healing with horses, healing people. It's phenomenal. But her life has evolved like nobody can believe. I remember when she couldn't afford to buy hay for her horses. So this is a big step. Okay. These beliefs, Bonnie sent over to me a couple of days ago, and I said, can I use them? She said, that's why I sent them. I said, okay. They're not in the book.
Next book.
Well, again, she's already writing the map to abundance.
I know.
It's so exciting. So we're going to go through these. Like I said, some of you may listen to the show a number of times to write them out, or if you want a transcript, you can have one. It is not possible / easy. I cannot create my reality. I cannot change my beliefs. It is difficult to create my reality. It is hard to change beliefs. I'm not powerful enough to change my beliefs. I cannot easily discover my subconscious beliefs. This is a big one for a lot of people, by the way. I cannot change my beliefs about money, love, men, health, work, other people, etc. If I change my beliefs, my world will not change. Nothing ever works for me, you know, my big favorite. And I do not have what it takes to change my beliefs and thus my life. These are all under this one category. It is not possible / easy. The way these foundational beliefs came up, and through, you know, Bonnie gets a lot of mail, I get a lot of mail, and she and I share all the time as well, and of course, you know, God and Goddess sent me packing a week ago when I went in to change a beliefs, and they let me know that I had not changed the core belief, which was that I didn't believe I could change the belief about this one person, the beliefs about this one person. So, needless to say, I've done that. I think more beliefs came up. It's difficult to create my reality, or it's hard to change beliefs. I'm not powerful enough. I cannot easily discover my subconscious beliefs. And I want to say about this, go for the feeling. That's going to be your most important guide. If, you know, we talk all the time about beginning with mom and dad, and everything is a reflection from there. And I had somebody ask today while we were in a talk, to go down here to it. I'll give you an example of this. Prissa was doing a power retrieval on her father, and she's been working on beliefs about men. She went to her body talk person, which I'm a great proponent of, and they were excited to see that it was showing up in her body. She had done a lot of beliefs about men. Her dad has been a difficult person in her life in that he came from a very wealthy family that lost everything. He was unable to make a living comparable to what his father had provided for him, and has not really ever done anything since. As a young girl, her life subsequently changed overnight as a result of all of this, and she now supports her father and his new family. She married a very wealthy man, and she was successful in her own right. But she was unable to see the correlation between the man she's married to and her husband. I'm sorry, her husband and her father. And this was a discussion she and I were having. And I told her there are two beliefs here. One, men always disappoint me. And I never get the whole package. In other words, money without the kind of love she really desires. There are more, but those are the two we hit. So we have to look at the feeling, not necessarily the circumstances, because the emotions are what we're really looking at, in addition to, you know, the structure that comes with it. But the emotions are the key. And feel free to chime in anywhere here, Squirrel, as we go through these. You all know the one, nothing ever works for me. I've talked about this forever. That is one that we cannot, oh, even the team can't override it. If you're carrying that belief, nothing ever works for me, and you come for a session, it's not going to work. Took me a while to figure that one out.
Wait a minute. When you say the team can't override that,
no.
So, in other words, what you're saying is the individual has to do the work to change that belief first.
Absolutely.
Okay. I just didn't want people to think that it, once they had it, there was no hope to get it.
No. You can change
okay.
the belief.
Yeah.
I highly recommend that you change that belief.
This one, I think, would be like you want to start with first. You know, and I don't know, maybe I'm sure it happens, like you said, as a child, because, you know, you hear it from your parents, but you can't always have it your way. And
well, we're absolutely taught that we have
exactly,
no choice.
Exactly. That's exactly. We're so powerless as children.
And
everything's
this
about
is where we're.
And,
that's why these foundational beliefs came up. Because with all the work everybody's doing, it is so, so, so important so important to be able to get to these foundational beliefs. And for people who don't feel powerful at all, if they don't change the belief that they're not powerful enough to change beliefs, the impact of them changing beliefs is going to be nullified to a great degree. They won't have the kinds of results, if at all, of what they really want to create. Because that becomes the under the foundational, as Bonnie wrote, the foundational belief. The other one, I don't have what it takes to change my beliefs and thus my life. Which is another way of saying, I'm not powerful enough.
Right.
And a lot of people, they're either digging in there and doing their belief changing or they're procrastinating. It's one or the other. If they're procrastinating, there's something, some of these foundational beliefs are sitting in there. Okay? They're afraid that they won't be able to do it, they won't get it right, that it won't happen for them. Okay? Again, back to nothing ever works for me. Oh, sure, you guys can all create. And the reason I shared that email is this is a person who has dug in, and she has moved freaking mountains. And God bless her. Another great one. It's wrong or unspiritual. And, you know, this comes from all of this. These are collective beliefs also, that these collective beliefs have an impact. Okay? It's wrong to change my beliefs. Okay? That's saying I'm powerful enough. Am I overriding God? You know, these are the way these collective beliefs come in, because we're a fear-based race. And we've been told the absolute authority is God. We have no authority. We're here to please God, you know, to try to earn his love and forgiveness and so on and so forth. I'll be punished if I change my beliefs. You know, you don't think that people who are reading the book or listening to this information would feel that, but they have to search. If that's in their lineage and their family, it definitely can show up. Okay, in their belief changing. Only God can change my beliefs. Here it comes.
Well, you know, they are powerful, and I think our collective is changing. When you think about, I don't know, I mean, when I grew up, people didn't even like to marry outside their own religion. Certainly not outside their own race. I mean, you know, that's happening more and more, but I think that energy still persists.
Again, it's still in the collective.
Yeah, it's still, you feel guilty even if you did it, you know. So
the collective taboos.
Right, that's big.
It's unspiritual to change my beliefs.
So yeah, right. So like only God can change my beliefs. Is that like you pray and maybe he'll change his mind about your beliefs and you'll get lucky? Is that?
Yeah, well, we go back to the beseeching, and I don't mean to, and I'm not demeaning anyone's process or their belief. But as a spark of the infinite, experiencing itself through us, becoming more of who it is through our experiences, the greatest way to show love is to continue to grow and expand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we go back to the story of the tenants, which were a form of money, okay? And, let's see, there were two brothers or something, and they, one buried theirs and the other one went out and made more with it, you know, and it was like, what? And that's a form of burying it. It's not growing it. It's unspiritual. I love this. I'm not ready. Oh, my God, this is so big. Okay. And, you know, I know because you become sensitized to this when you listen to people speak. And it's really difficult not to say, you know, you could change that belief. My two girlfriends who both have the book were talking to one another, and one said something about, you know, I didn't feel important. The other one spun around, looked at her, and said, that's one of your core beliefs. I don't think I'm important, or I don't feel important. And I loved it. I didn't have to say a word.
Well, I guess you just listen to what comes out of your mouth and or what is processing in your brain, and it will tell you what you believe.
Well, also going through your feelings. And I think this is your emotions. How does your life look? Okay. The more I've worked with my beliefs, the more I've been amazed. Okay, because I go to the feeling level always. I go to how does my life look, and then how do I protect myself against it? Okay. And so I don't, instead of stepping out, changing the belief, which, and creating it differently. I find it so interesting. People will argue for their limitations. I hear this all the time. If I talk to my son, he's working with beliefs. If I talk to my daughter, she'll always say to me, I'll say, Michelle, you could change your beliefs, but I know how to do that. I'm just telling you, it's over there. Or it's over there. You don't understand. It's a, oh, okay. Fine. I'm not ready to change my beliefs about money, love, men, health, work, other people. If you're running blame, if you're running your story, if you're in self-pity, it's unlikely that you're going to be real excited about changing your beliefs or your beliefs about your beliefs. So I recommend that everybody look at that. I've been, or martyr. I'm sorry, I forgot to put the big M in there. Okay, I've done it all, so I'm certainly not pointing fingers. Self-pity is really interesting. You don't recognize it as self-pity. It'll kind of creep in. But if you have those thoughts, and it's close to martyr, you know, being misunderstood, you know, life is so hard, you know, I have to work so hard, it's just not fair. You know, you may be running back and forth between self-pity and martyr. And if there's a person in there that you're blaming, my ex this, my ex that, okay, then you're running blame, self-pity, and martyr, and your story. And that will screw you up. Okay, that will.
Well, we think people would feel naked if they didn't have their story. I mean, something to hold on to. That's kind of, you know, it's easier to hold on to that than change it.
Well, wouldn't you rather develop a whole new story, an exciting story?
Yeah, so I think that's why people like to read books and go to the movies, and because they get out of their own story for a little bit and delve into something completely different.
Which is lovely. Okay, I agree with that. But if the opportunity is there, and if you're going to go in, and, you know, that's the reason she's looking at all these foundational beliefs, and she's saying, you know, if you're not ready to change your beliefs, okay, and I hear this from people, so I know this one. Okay. If you're procrastinating with this list, you can look at it Again, you can download the radio program, listen to it over and over if you wish. I am not ready for the success that will happen when I change my beliefs. And this is a big one. A lot of people are afraid of success. Are you with me on that, Squirrel? You went dead silent.
I was just thinking, is it more appropriate or to be the underdog? And I don't know. I mean, what do they think that will happen when success comes? They'll lose their friends, their family,
Well, that's part of it.
I see.
That's part of it. Some people, they're afraid to move beyond their parents.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid of the responsibility. They're afraid mm-hmm. of being more public. The time involved, okay? Well, I won't commit that kind of time. Joe, Bob, Mary, John, whoever. I see how hard they were. I don't want to work that hard.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, some people just count the days till they retire and can be left alone. I don't know. I agree. Yeah, I think it's very...
I had this discussion with a friend of mine who said, look, not everybody wants money. I said, what? She said, well, I'm just happy with my life the way it is. Okay. However, I still hear, well, I got to spend money for this, I have to spend money for that. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. Okay, I'll catch her on it eventually, but I'm just letting her go right now. But these two people are ecstatically happy. They're very unique. And some people are really not looking. I mean, I watched her husband have many opportunities, but he didn't want to travel. He wanted to be with his wife and his family. That was more important to him. That's a little different.
I see.
This next group is really good. It will hurt someone I care about. My success that happens as a result of changing my beliefs will make people I care about feel badly about their own life. This one is huge. And I've had experience with this one. I know it's big. Okay.
So is that fear of losing friendships?
What?
Is that a fear of losing friendships? And
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it goes down to being judged. You feel like you're being judged.
Not so much judged. It's a form of guilt. You're dealing with guilt here. And this is something Lazarus talked about years ago. He's got a tape on ending guilt. The more you know how to create your reality, and we're talking about from the perspective of changing beliefs, intentions, gratitude, all the things that Vicki talked about, and you start creating a stunning reality, and you can change your belief about this. This is what, this is the whole key here, okay? That's the reason Bonnie wrote this one, okay? When you change the belief about this, okay, my success that happens as a result of changing my beliefs will make people I care about feel badly about their own life. In other words, I'll stay small so I'll be accepted. I don't want to rock the boat.
Mm-hmm.
But we're here to create.
We've been boat rockers for a long time.
Exactly. It's just energy. It's just energy.
Exactly. When you think about what we've been doing for, I don't know, think about what you've been doing for how many years. I mean, that boat hasn't been back to shore in a long time.
Yeah, it's never been to shore, Squirrel. I think I've been pretty much on the...
And we're never going to dock that thing. Okay.
If I change my beliefs about money, love, men, health, work, or other people, etc., and my world changes, someone I care about or use an actual name will be hurt. There's an interesting, it's symbiotic. When you have people that you truly love and you excel beyond what they thought you were capable of, this can create some real conflict. I mean, I walked through this one. I do know this one. It's symbiotic guilt, and it's like, oh, I'll just destroy everything I have so they won't. I had to change my own beliefs around this because I got tired of having car accidents and having problems with my cars, my painting, and my... We keep ourselves small in many cases in order to hold on to our relationships that we've developed with family and friends and loved ones, other lovers, whatever. If your partner, husband, wife, partner, whatever, is struggling and doesn't want to hear about belief changing, so you start doing this work. You change your life, okay? You actually can be conflicted about competing with them, because especially as women, we're taught to not exceed past our partner. So we don't make them feel badly. Now,
right.
Most women are moving beyond that right now. Something bad will happen if I change my beliefs. And that's really interesting.
That is.
Okay. This is the fear of the unknown and not believing in yourself and not realizing, you know, as Vicki said about what Bonnie said, you're going to create your reality, whether you do it conscious or unconscious, you're creating. Better to be conscious about your beliefs. So you know what direction you're going in.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Bonnie's going to be doing a seminar on this later in the year. It probably will be a video broadcast, but from, you know, she's still kicking around how this is going to look. I think there's going to be follow-ups to it and so on. But very excited for her to do that, because walking people through this and taking them through the whole process is going to be so important. So important to get people really comfortable. It's not a race, everybody, by the way. It's really not a race. I had somebody go in and change 46 beliefs at one time and wondered why she couldn't move. she was having spasms like you do when you're menstruating in her second chakra and lower back pain, and she was a mess. And I know there are times when I've changed certain beliefs that I get really nauseous. And because I know I've really hit home, really gone deep. We talked about that. New product alert. And then I have to bring the team in.
Okay.
This is very exciting. We work with someone who is a dear friend, as well as which become a great friend, as well as a client, which everybody does. She went through chemotherapy. It was overkill therapy. She was going to a cancer clinic. We soon realized that you become a statistic in a clinic. Their goal is for them to get a cure on the cancer. They don't show the follow-up numbers too well, but for a cure on the cancer, but the way they administer chemo is so over the top. At any rate, she got more and more depleted. She gained a lot of weight. because of the surgery and the chemo. I mean, this woman, I've never seen anybody go through chemo the way she went through it. It was horrid. And, you know, the team can, when you're taking in poison, you know, the team can do so much, but they can only do so much. You're putting it into your system, right, into your bloodstream. So the team finally recommended, things were a little better, the team recommended that she go get vitamin drips. And so they started with B and C, 2 weeks, two Saturdays. Third Saturday, they gave her glutathione. 7 or 8 days after that, we did a session. I don't think it was that long. No, she had one session, then she had the second session after that. So it was 7 or 8 days afterwards. We're doing a session on her. I looked at her cells and went, oh, my God. And at that point, we did not know what was that they had just added this glutathione. After the session, I asked her, what are they giving you? She told me about the glutathione. I went cuckoo. I immediately got on the computer and researched it. Because literally her cells just barely chugged along. Her cells were lit up, excited. And I'm like, oh my God. So as I researched it, I got more and more excited. I knew that this was something major. Major. I called my homeopathic MD the next day in Las Vegas and said, I want this. I don't care what I have to do. I wanted to inject it. And they said, no shots. They said the biggest difficulty is getting it. It doesn't break down in the digestive system, so on and so forth. But they had one that they do recommend. They sent it over to me. As soon as I got it, I looked it up and did research on it. So, Lord. I'm going to tell you something. This is a couple of things I want to say here. This works with clearing. I've never seen anything like this. Clearing, it's the mother of all antioxidants. It's used to heal the body from chemo, radiation, clearing the liver, the kidney, the thyroid function, the lungs, asthma, reduces tissue swelling, heart, rejuvenation of the skin, fights dementia, high cholesterol. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on. Lungs, okay? It is a deterrent for cancer. And I'll give you the name of the product. You can order it online. Two things. One, I recommend that you do a colon cleanse. www.herbdoc.com. Colon cleanse formula one. Begin there. You want yourself cleaned out, functioning very, very well, so that this stuff can really do its job. The name of the product, it's Empirical Labs, Empirical Labs, and it's called liposomal glutathione. And I'm just going to quote one thing from an article, and then I'll let you talk about this doctor. This is the one that just absolutely grabbed me. It's the most important molecule you'll need to stay healthy and prevent disease, yet you've probably never heard of it. It's the secret to prevent aging, cancer, heart disease, dementia, and more, and necessary to treat everything from autism to Alzheimer's. There are more than 89,000 medical articles about it, but your doctor doesn't know how to address the epidemic deficiency of this critical life-giving molecule. I'm talking about the mother of all antioxidants, the master detoxifier, and maestro of the immune system. Glutathione is spelled G-L-U-T-A-T-H-I-O-N-E. You can look up Dr. Mark Hyman, H-Y-M-A-N, and put in his name and glutathione, his article, YouTubes, all kinds of things will come up. And in talking to Squirrel tonight, I found out the Squirrel gets his newsletter.
Yeah, in fact, I will send the links for, if you want to email me for the transcript of the show, I'll include the links for his article, Dr. Hyman's article on glutathione, and I will give you the link to ordering the product.
Oh, that'd be great. So yeah, you have a...
So, yeah, I will add that into the show notes and get that out to anybody who would like that.
Beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, no, he's, you know, he tries to get to the root cause of chronic illness. He does not try to, you know, he wants to get there instead of prescribing drugs to mask the symptoms. So I like his stuff. And he's on Facebook, anybody who does that. He has little things, you know, every now and then. So, yeah, he's got a wonderful newsletter.
Okay, let me also say I've been on it since last Friday. You can take 1 to 3 doses, which is a teaspoon per day. You mix it in juice because it smells like rotten eggs. But it is palatable when you mix it in juice. Empty stomach first thing in the morning, first dose. Preferably, I just went up to 2 doses today. And so I'm a little on the detox side tonight. But I told Squirrel earlier, I could already see the changes in my skin on my hands. The client who's getting it with her drips, she was blown away by the changes in her skin in a matter of 2 treatments. I just work here. I can tell you, though, I'm working with this product, okay? I do not recommend the injections because they can be very dangerous. You don't know where you're getting them from. But this particular product I did, even though my homeopathic MD sent it to me, I did all kinds of research on it. It has, from what I can see, the top rating of anything out there. And because I look at all sources. So, okay, let me just bring the team in. I know they want to just connect with all of you tonight. Sorry to go so long, but there was just so much information. All right. Well, we knew the show would go long tonight. All right. So we've been infusing energy to all of you, but we do want to let you know that we will be working with you tonight, if you call us in, to continue working with beliefs, helping them come up to you. All right. Understanding these beliefs, some of them that are very difficult to get to, we know this. It's not always easy to get to these beliefs. Look at your conversations, look at your thoughts, look at your feelings, people. All right, you are alive right now at the most exciting time imaginable on earth. You are turning a corner that is so powerful. And we are so excited to see what all of you will create in your lives. You're limitless, people. There is no limit to where you can go. And we're celebrating for you. We're excited beyond what you can possibly imagine. And it doesn't matter how big or how small the manifestations are. Every one of them precious. Don't compare yourself to others. Allow yourself to walk through this journey. Be loving to yourself, kind to yourself. Don't forget intentions, people. Change your beliefs and write corresponding intentions. Please, pay attention to what's going on in your world. For some of you, you've got so many beliefs that you want to change, you don't know where to start. For others, all right, you're still working on them. Find those, especially about yourself, all right? What do I believe about me? If you don't think you're powerful, enough, you're going to have great difficulty. That's the first belief you want to change. Because that's the lie that's been sold to you. And you are powerful enough. Every one of you. We know you. We watch you. We love you. We encourage you. All of you. We're excited to see what you will do. Pay attention to this information that came through tonight. It's important. All right. The beliefs about beliefs. Don't make it heavy. All right. Make it joyful. This is the most exciting time. Approach this with joy. Even if it brings stuff up. We do mean stuff. And it will, at times, will. Be very real with yourself. This is you. With your unseen friend. And us, if you choose to call us in. All right? Working with beliefs that will change your life. And if you're not happy with the results, you can go back to the old beliefs. We don't know any reason why you would do so. But if you need that as a fail site, say fine. Some of you are afraid to garner any form of attention. And we can tell you that it's okay. We've talked to so many people, and it's fascinating to see how many of you have similar beliefs and how many of you are dealing with different kinds of beliefs. But there's going to be more and more, and you're going to see your lives change. Beautifully. And one belief can show up in a lot of different places. Well, that was a belief about men, but it showed up over here too. I don't understand. It's frequency. It's all right. There's a bleed over. It will show up about men, but it also impacted over here in something else. Perhaps abundance, because abundance, money, is masculine energy. Have fun with this. Be the explorer and enjoy every moment of it. Write about it. The channel's son found a belief about money. It just popped into his head during a session of group therapy. And he still, and then it came at him from different people, and he went, oh my goodness sakes. He said, Mom, I'm still working with this belief. And of course, the mother, oh, all right, yeah, biting her tongue, wanting to say, what about this belief and this? But again, she's learning to let him do his journey. as you will learn to let others do theirs as well. Just be the example. All right, Squirrel, how are we on time?
We have about another minute, then we have to kind of wind down. So please go on if you feel.
All right. Okay. Let's talk about the product that the channel is so excited about. She's been working on her beliefs about aging for quite a while. It's been a determined, all right, to create this easily, elegantly, etc. And her friend Bonnie has been doing the same thing, and so they feel that sometimes things come in from both directions to them. Bonnie will share something with her, she'll share something with Bonnie, and they get very excited. Oh boy, it's coming in from every direction. Yes, you can change beliefs about your body, but there are things that you can do to assist the body in its change. Now, we recommend you don't throw down the gauntlet here. All right. Well, if I can change beliefs about my body, why can't I change that? Well, we recommend that you take the supplement and focus on other things. All right. That's like saying, I know I could be taller if I changed my beliefs. Well, if you focused everything you've got, worked on it around the clock, and so probably could. But it's a waste of your time and energy. Focus on the things that you know you can change. Don't let get caught up in just ego here. This is about health, supporting the body, clearing mercury out of the body. This product clears mercury out of the body, for crying out loud, and heavy metals, which plague many of you. All right? This is going to be helpful to everyone. Now, if you question whether or not you need it, you can body test the product, print it out of the computer, hold it up to you, clear yourself. You all know how to do that after listening to the show. And then body test the product. Just holding the paper, that's all you need. But if you have a belief that it won't work for you, it's not going to work. We can tell you the channel has a belief that's so solid it's unbelievable. They could probably give her a placebo and it would work. But that's the way she operates, you see. She gets excited about something, really excited. Nothing's going to stop her. She's going to prove that she can. But again, this is for each one of you. We recommend that you check into it, do your research, feel comfortable. It is exciting. It will assist you in more ways than you know. All right.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to say goodnight, but I will send everyone who's interested the link to that product.
All right, wonderful. Now, we say to all of you, we love you more than you can ever know. You're doing wonderfully, each and every one of you. We're excited to see hope radiating from all of you. And know, without a doubt, that you are loved. We will work with you tonight if you call us in, helping you, all right? Tomorrow, beliefs start coming in, here, there, everywhere. Write them down. We're getting feedback. Lots of people are experiencing this after the show. Know that we love you, dear ones, and until we speak with you again in this format, namaste.
Namaste.
Good night, everybody. We're probably off.
We're just a little over. I think we're still on.
Okay, good night, everyone. We love you. Talk to you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in.
We love you. Good night, everyone.
Night, honey.